Du hörst die Weltfriedenswoche auf Radio Chico live aus dem Unity Schweizsaal in Bern. Für dich am Mikrofon, der Cyril Keller. Jetzt ist Jenny Viregagaru am Telefon. Sie ist eine von den 1000 Friedensfrauen und kommt aus Vanuatu. Vanuatu ist ein Inselstaat im Pazifik. Hello, Mrs. Viregagaru. Good morning in Switzerland and good evening in Vanuatu. How is the weather in Vanuatu?
Vanuatu is a tropical country, so the weather is fine at present.
My first question is, what are you doing as a peace woman?
I'm the chairwoman for Women Against Crime and Corruption, and we advocate for the voiceless, those who cannot speak for themselves, and we stand out and speak for them. It is a voluntary role that my action group, we are prepared to do for women in our country.
What's your most successful project as a peace woman?
As talking about women, peace and security, we are most successful in advocating publicly, speaking out for women. We also help to push for changes, especially to enforce the laws in our countries, especially to do with laws that affect women in violence, crime, and corruption in our country. So those are the main areas that we advocate on, and also because we are an NGO organization or an advocating group, we focus mainly on the crime prevention issues.
What projects are you in right now?
Right now last year we have been involved, especially after the cyclone that hit Vanuatu. We advocate also in mobilizing women in humanity, and at present we plan to organize ourselves. Especially right now that we are focusing on organizing our Women Peace Table for Vanuatu.
Now, I would like to know what world peace does mean for you.
For myself personally, peace is something that when you have everybody have success in accessing justice, and also when there is fair sharing and there is no crime, no violence, and no corruption. These are things that I believe when we are free from those issues, then we live in a world that have peace, or there is peace among everyone, like the unprivileged, everybody have fair access to all the public services and everything. So that is it's a big topic. But at the end of the day, you want to see that you have peace, and your neighbor have peace, and there is respect among people.
I have one last question. What message do you want to give our listeners?
I would like to say that there are many countries in the world that face problems, especially when it comes to access to services And also, in humanity, we want to see a lot of people are free, especially from war. Many people are affected, and I want to pass the message that even though we are from a world that we haven't we are not experiencing many war, but we are experiencing violence, we are experiencing crime, we are experiencing corruption, and I want to tell the message to the other sisters or brothers from other parts of the world that when we advocate globally, we uphold each other, we think of each other, and we pray for each other, and it's good that we stand united wherever we are. If we are in a small country, we still feel part of the bigger country so that we can support each other. And I think what the Peace Table is, the organizers are doing now is good, because we are mobilizing many women to join together. And this is good when we join together. We put our voices together to pass on to a higher level that they can hear us together.
Thank you for this interesting interview. I wish you a lot of energy and success for your upcoming projects.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice evening.
Same to you. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Good night.